Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Zayin, Kiddushin 37. The Gemara is asking the question on the bottom of 37b, why does it say the word bia, or entrance, by tefillin and by the mitzvah of redeeming a firstborn donkey? It states in Exodus 13, verses 2 through 9, Kaddish li kol b'chor, peter kol rechem. So basically, there's a mitzvah of Peter Chamor, because it says Kadesh Likol B'chor Peter Kol Rechem, which is a reference to the Peter Chamor, and then it says the mitzvah of Tefillin. So why is it related to the mitzvah of coming into the land? So these mitzvahs are always, they're applicable in every single place where we are. So why is it specifically mentioned their mitzvah with respect to coming into the land? Rashi says the reason why we know these mitzvahs are applicable everywhere is because we know that there are several sages who wore tefillin outside the land of Israel. The Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran, they bring a different source. They bring from the Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, that since it states, if you bought a temei rame ha'aretz tova, you'll quickly be destroyed from the land. And then it says, and you shall bind them as a knot on your hands. So we see from here that the mitzvah of tefillin applies even when we're outside the land of Israel. So what's the reason why it says, Moshvo techem, when you come into the land, you shall wear the tefillin? It's tell us, asei mitzvah zu shebishvilati kaneis la'aretz, that if you do this mitzvah, you will merit to come into the land of Israel. The mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of peter chamor, so powerful that if you do these mitzvahs, you'll merit to be able to come into the land of Israel.